Well, hello guys, I'm kinda late to the party. I just played Resident Evil 7. Now, I played it many years ago when it came out, but I got kind of annoyed with it. At the beginning, you're firstly attacked by Mia, your girlfriend, with a chainsaw, almost immediately. Then you're chased all around the house by Jack. And then you kinda have to have a boss battle with him. And then there's a short break, but then you have to have another boss battle with him. I don't know, you know I like to explore a little bit in the game as well as action. Not complete action all the time. That's why I just left it. But I played it again and actually finished the game. Man, I gotta say, it's not a bad game at all. Sure, there's a few problems with it. A lot of times you're wandering around, you don't know what to do. Especially when you're in the shipwreck place. Of course, that's the ploy to drag the game out. But considering this is an old game, I got it at a real good price, not on Steam. And I'd say the graphics are pretty damn good for that age of game. Sure, the faces and the teeth and mouth are a bit odd, but apart from that, it's pretty damn good. Well, I've got to admit, I did go online a couple of times to find out where I'm supposed to go, what I'm supposed to do. But you do get plenty of bang for your buck. It's a fairly big game. I never actually found the Magnum. Very disappointed. So I had to use the shotgun instead. You know, you can't beat drinking Peroni and playing a good game. Of course, I had to go back 7 years or more to get a decent game. Because they forgot how to make a good one. The new ones are mostly trash. So if you never played a Resident Evil game or Resident Evil 7, give it a whirl. I did start the game using a controller, but very awkward to use on the PC. So I eventually went to keyboard and mouse, which I found far better. I imagine most everybody else has played it already and finished it. You know, I'm always late to the party. You take it easy, fellas.